He is no stranger to the grinder, standing 6 feet 6 inches tall and weighing in at a solid lean 262 pounds of muscle and power. He is the man who likes to be known as the Immortal One, the heartbeat of BACW, and former heavyweight champion of the world, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Freeman!
Yeah, baby! Woo! Some folks like him, some folks hate him, but the bottom line here is the crowd always gets pumped up for a Jack Craven entrance. Looking around the ring, you can see the BACW loyal fans all standing and applauding the entrance of the Immortal One, Jack Craven. As the fireworks launch into the air, Jack Craven climbs the turnbuckle and listen to the pops. My God, some people really still do love Jack Craven.
JK, baby!
Woo! God, I'm starting to get annoyed with that woo thing he's doing.
Woo!
He did it again!
Attention, ladies and gentlemen! Rick Righteous asks that everybody in attendance now stand and bow their heads in a moment of silence to thank the Messiah for gracing them with his presence. It's at this time that WEWA would like to turn the show over to Mr. Righteous.
Asshole. Me, the Messiah. Kissimmee, Florida.
Kissimmee, Florida. Hey, Chucha Tu Madre.
I knew you people had no class, but your utter stupidity completely surprises me.
Fuck you,
the entire world wishes it was in your shoes as they go through 9 days of mourning because the Holy Father had died. That was John Paul that croaked, not me. Your Messiah stands before you very much alive. Armageddon is here.
Dead, you jerk.
The prophecy states the Messiah will come to save the world. Today, I stand before you ready to change the course of the WEWA forever. People have been given time to ask for forgiveness and bow down at my feet. Those that did not listen will suffer dire consequences.
You're already making
Blessed
me suffer.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherd the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy thy brothers. You will know that thy name is the Messiah, Rick Righteous, when I lay down my vengeance upon thee. Amen.
On the Ovaltron, various video highlights of Rick Righteous appear. One of him winning the WEWA World Heavyweight Championship, another for his American Heavyweight Championship victory, and most recently, his BACW Championship win. While the darkness consumes the arena, the anticipation of the fans erupts into a deafening chorus of boos. And as the smoke fills the entranceway, a silhouette of the Messiah finally appears behind the curtain. Suddenly in the entranceway, it's completely lit up with bright light, and Rick Righteous has arrived. Down to ringside he comes, with his face painted completely red, and whoa! Pyrotechnics go up and down the ramp, and what seems to be a million sparks of light dropping from the ceiling like raindrops.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is at this time that we would like to request you all stop standing and get on your knees and bow down to your Messiah, for he has come as it was written. Standing 6'5" tall and weighing 287 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, he hails from Los Angeles, California,
and he is the most decorated champion in the history of professional wrestling. A former multi-time world heavyweight champion who broke the record for the longest world title reign, he is your current BACW heavyweight champion, and he states he is a prophecy and the next WEWA World Heavyweight Champion. Introducing to you the one, the only Messiah Pro Wrestling. This is Red Righteous.
Walking up the stairs and waiting for the referee to open the ropes, Righteous finally enters the combat zone, removing the BACW Championship belt from around his waist. The referee holds it up in the air. He's calling for the bell, and here we go! Craven tells Righteous to look up and firing off a quick right, and the champion counters the playground antics by blocking the punch. Hard boot to the stomach, double over the challenger, and swinging in a circular motion with the one hand on the pod. Righteous executes a picture-perfect neckbreaker. Mounted punches by the champion are too much for Craven to block, and with the Immortal One dazed and confused, Righteous pulls his opponent off the canvas, sending him into the ropes with the hard Irish whip. Off the rebound and back into the center of the ring. Craven ducks a Righteous clothesline from hell and taking the momentum back into the center of the logo from the opposite side. Craven launches himself into the air, drilling Rick with the flying form. Rebound! Righteous flips backwards, head over heels, and that move just goes to show you how powerful Jack Craven really is. Samoa drop by the challenger in the corner, lifting himself up to the second rope. Craven leaps into the air, unloading with the powerful thunder mounted leg drop. Righteous claws from the impact and hooking leg for the cover of the count. 1, 2, 3, Rick Righteous kicks out, and this one's gonna continue. Craven isn't stopping to argue with the referee and tossing Righteous into the opposite corner with a thud. The champion stumbles into a big boot and stumbles the champion once again, flat on his back. Here's the press. 1, 2, shoulders down. 3, no. Kick out by Rick Righteous, and can you believe how fast Jack Craven is starting out? You can now start to hear Jack Craven getting frustrated with the referee, and I don't blame him. That can look like a very slow count. Choke in the corner forces the referee to break the hold and propping the champion up into the lowest turnbuckle. Craven goes to work, stomping with ruthless aggression down on the champion's chest. Over and over and over and over again. Righteous finally bails from the ring up to the battle rope, and Craven's hot on his tail. Craven leaps up the apron on a double axe handle, is countered by Rowe. Righteous punch to the solar plexus and tossing Craven into the steel stairs. Righteous seems to have stopped the assault for now. As Jack Craven tries to get to his feet, folks, look out, Rick Righteous has a chair. Steel chair shot across the back of Jack Craven, and that had to rattle the skeletal structure of the Immortal One. My God, did you hear the impact? Shoving the stunned Craven into the railing, you can see Rick Righteous is starting to get into an extreme groove. He's just grabbed a beer from him. Oh, he just smashed Big Daddy in the face with a cup of beer. Come on, referee, get the action back into the ring already. Big slam on the outside, and Craven's back has to be killing him. First it was the steel stairs, then it was the chair shot, then the railing. Now Rick Righteous has body slammed him on the small mats, and Jack Craven has to be careful, or this might be the beginning of the end. Rolling the injured Jack Craven back into the ring, Rick tosses him into the corner with the hard Irish whip, and Craven hits with a thud, arching his back in pain. Righteous charges in with a nasty clothesline, and mounting the second turnbuckle, here comes the pain. Punches to the head. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Craven sucks it up, lifting Righteous out of the corner, and off the ring. Connects with an old school reverse atomic drop. Running clothesline as Righteous tries to regain his bearings, and the challenger plants him into the canvas with a nasty side kick to the head. Craven's going for the moonsault, and if he hits this, it's all gonna be over.
Get the stretchers
up to the top
ready.
Open, arching JK, baby. Here comes the pain. Craven missed. He missed. He missed the moonsault, and Righteous staggers up, pulling himself up to an upright position with the courtesy of the ropes, and Jack Craven is now off the canvas too. Oh no, he's calling for the snake bite. How disrespectful. Arrogant slap to the face of the challenger by the champion, but Craven counters with a go behind. Jack attack! Jack attack! Craven attack is in the Jack attack! has used a tremendous amount of energy on that right move stunner, and Craven is still counting the lights. Wait a minute! What happened to the lights? Oh my god! The lights have come back on! And I never thought he was going to return to WWA! It's Jack Craven's arch nemesis! It's the sexiest man alive! It's Magna Brandel, and he's nothing righteous than Craven! And he's executing punches and punches, totally both the champion and the challenger! He tosses the referee to the side, and the man in stripes is calling for the bell! Oh my god, I just think Magna Brandel, that Jack Craven disqualified!
Ladies and gentlemen, your winner of the night due to outside interference and still the ACW Heavyweight Champion, the Messiah, Rick Righteous!
Exiting the ring to the chants of welcome back, Magna Brandel has stunned this capacity crowd. And with the surprise return, whether you like it or not, Rick Righteous is still our BACW Heavyweight Champion. To Jack Craven, I say this, I'm not sure Magna Brandel just helped you or hurt you. Whatever just happened in the ring, I know as a rabid WWA fan, I desperately want to know, does this mean Magna Brandel is going to continue his quest to beat up Jack Craven and to make Jack Craven's life a living hell? Or is Magna Brandel simply back because he wants a piece of Righteous and he wants his championship, or what he's calling his BACW championship belt, back? Fans, as we fade from the ring, let's take a break so that we can prepare for our co-main event.